Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shandaria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Ms. Shandaria. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. My name is Sequoia Jones. I love if names. It's a good one. But, yes, I am calling to file a claim on... I don't know. Do y'all have part-time unemployment? I know y'all did because one of my jobs, like, I've been working two jobs for, like, almost, like, no, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And this job that I'm left with, I'm coming in from 11 to 2, 2 days out the week. Girl, I can't live with my
baby. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you could own five for part-time. Yes, ma'am.
And I didn't put in 156 applications in the last 3 days. I've been doing them though, and now I'm gonna be deciding to be 822 applications. No lie.
Yes, ma'am.
So, like, I'm trying to get to like the pay because every time I start something, like, I was just working at school. So when she sent me the email, told me to file unemployment because, I gotta tell you the story anyway because I think it's gonna be my word against theirs. Well. This girl, one of the cashiers, I was a cashier that day. This girl, she always be rude. She always have a bad attitude. I don't ever say anything. I let her slide. Everybody say she be rude. Let her slide. This particular day, I couldn't let her slide no more. Okay, I just did the clothes, so I came back up front. And she was just like, the phone was ringing, and, you know, if you ever been to America thrift store, any thrift store, you know, the lines get very long.
Mm-hmm.
So she, I got customers in front of me. It's not mandatory that we answer the phone, but, you know, because they're going to call back because it ain't only one or two things they call to see if we open or to, like, you know, ask if we have some which we can't go look. So the phone is not important, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Corey, I get the phone. So I jumped and I grabbed the phone. It's not my phone because I don't have a phone where I'm at, but it's a phone in between her. It's a phone where she is. But I did not see my manager on the phone. So, you know, like if somebody yelling at you and you're trying to get down your customers and I'm being nice, like I'm a very nice person. I'm like that old lady in front of me. You know, old people don't really know nothing about the card machine. So I'm hitting the old lady with the card machine, but we making jokes. Like she was like in her time. The car, it wasn't a car machine. So we make a little joke. When she yelled, get the phone, it was like, oh. So I jumped, but I grabbed the phone. I was like, America Thrift Store. I mean, hello. I mean, America Thrift Store. So she rolled her eyes. I ain't saying nothing about it. So she, my manager, I was like, they said they want to speak to Marva or somebody. So I give the phone to my manager. So make a long story short, my manager, she get the phone, talk to the lady. I go back, finish knocking my line down. Still having a good day because me, I'm at work in my workplace. I don't care what I'm going through, how you ain't going to know. I'll go through anything because I don't wear it. So, make a long story short, I'm, like, still ringing, knocking down my line. So, she don't even got there, but, like, two people on her line. So, my line, I'm the first one that they see when they come in. So, you're going to go through the first line. So, my line still way back there. So, next customer come up. I'm in the process of handing her her money. She was like, that's a part of our job to answer the phone. So, Koya, we got to answer the phone. I was like, okay, what's wrong with your phone? She was like, I'm down there. What's on my phone? I said, oh, I did see her. Okay, calm down. We got customers. We're not going to do that. Just like that. So she said something else. I didn't even pay attention to what she said. But, okay, I had to show someone something in Showcase. Showcase is, like, in my area. Like, I could just walk over and show them some shoes and jewelry or whatever. So I go over there. She didn't lean over and talk. My manager, she didn't even lean over. She told my manager so I can hear it. Sequoia almost got the business. I'm finna go on break because I haven't took about the air by the break before me. This like it ain't living something. Sequoia finna get the business because I don't do all this. She finna get the business. Okay. Not to be like racist or nothing like that, but if anybody tell you that if you black, somebody tell you finna get the business, you finna get the business. You ain't finna say y'all finna get the business. So I was just I was like, so my manager, he was talking to her, Sequoia, go outside. I'm like, I didn't even get a word out of my mouth. She was like, Sequoia, go outside. So I was like, Amanda, I'm not going to do all this for that. I need my character, but why should I have to go outside? And she just said, she's going to give me the bid. And you know what? I will clock out. Can I just take a moment? I haven't been on break yet, so I'm just going to clock out, you know? Or whatever, because ain't nobody going to give me the bid. That's exactly what I said. So she's like, you clock out, you just go home. Like, okay, it's fine. All right. So I went home. So when I went home, you know, therefore, she got a chance to write her statement and write her side. So she got a chance to tell her side. I left my jacket. I wasn't planning on. I was going to come back. Like, you know, I worked this Sunday because I don't work 2 days after we there. So I worked this Sunday. I was planning on coming back. Like, coming back after she get off so I can get my jacket. So it won't be no confrontation or none of that. They made a big deal. They made a beat. I was like, I'm coming in here to get my jacket. Oh, no, sweetie, you know, something, you don't want to lose it. I'm coming. You pass me my jacket. So I was like, you know, just thinking, like, you know, I still got my job or whatever because I went in the wrong period. So I go. I come back to my house or whatever. I call my supervisor and, like, because I walked out the door and I was, like, kind of sad or whatever, like, teary-eyed. And I was like, she had all the head people there. I said, this problem ain't that big. I told her just like that. I was like, hey, Miss Lewis, can I talk to you for a second? She's like, I'm kind of busy. I was like, this problem ain't that big. I'm just going to call you. And I just, you know, walked out the door. She seen my face. She seen everything. She didn't hear what was going on. So they had, I guess they wrote a statement, but they ain't ever get my statement. So when I called her, she was like, well, everything I just told you, I said to her. And she had somebody else on the line. She was like, well, they didn't say that when they wrote a statement. I was like, wasn't nobody up there but me, Amanda and Sierra. So who was they? The manager who's going to get in trouble for telling me to go outside when she said she's going to get me the business. Or what is we doing? I was like, no, man, that's not how it happened. If y'all cameras work, I know they work. She's like, the camera don't show talking. It just show movement. I said, well, it show you that I'm walking back to the clock out. And it show you me walking out the door. And it also show you came back and stopped at the door and asked Ken because she passed me my jacket. Sierra already gone in one, baby. Don't try to play me like that. So I guess so after that phone call, I was like, Miss Lutter, I don't know. She's like, well, it's their word against you. And they already said, everybody said the same thing. Wasn't nobody up there but me, Sierra, and her. And, like, probably my line had got knocked down because Amanda going to jump in front. I got more customers than her. She the one said she going to give me the business. She needs to take a break. She needs to step out, whatever she said. You taking upon me to, I get mad at me. Like, I'm just. So, like, they really hurt my feelings. Like, and I just got up. They just gave me a basket for being a good worker. So, I'm like, girl, I'm not even the one getting an attitude.
Yeah.
So you just saw my child wrote a statement over there. So I was like, okay, Miss Lord, because I don't know what that means in the next email. I got a phone. Well, she sent me the unemployment. So this happened Friday, but I ain't getting a hold to y'all until today. Because I kept, every time y'all call me, I'd be at the doctor or I have an interview or something.
Okay. I understand. I hate that happened to you, but, you know, you could still, it would just be called a partial claim due to, you know, just being, being part-time. So you would be paid, you won't be receiving the max amount of benefits, but I think it's like just the benefits of the hours that you aren't working, basically. Yes, ma'am. But we are able to file that claim, and we could do it over the phone.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we can get started. May I have your social?
It's 424-39-65-46.
All right. So that was 424-39. What did you say? 65?
Yes, ma'am. 65-46.
Okay, I thought I heard you. I thought you said 5-6. All right, Miss Jones, may I have your date of birth?
12/04/92.
And your mother's maiden name?
All
right. And do you consider yourself disabled?
I don't know. I can work. I love work.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Oh, 12. I'm doing a GED thing right now, baby. Well, it ain't even the GED. It's the, I got all my credits from my high school, but they got, like, I ain't passed reading or math on a graduation exam. So that's what I'm working towards now.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
All right, and is this an Alabama issue driver's license?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, it's like a permit ID, because I got to go take the road test. that makes sense.
Okay. And what's that on the driver's license number, the number that's on there?
I'm in the house. I don't have it with me. It's in my car. I can make a note by heart. It's 855-0-598. I don't want to lie. I think this is.
You said 855. Did you say 800-0898?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I get to do the service when I walk outside, and I'm already I ain't got to walk around my house just to talk.
All right. And it's okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either by direct deposit or we could issue you a Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you do, you want direct deposit. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're checking our savings account.
It's going to my savings.
And what's that writing in account number?
I think it's because it got to be zeros in front of it for it to work, I think. But my account number is 192849.
Your account?
Yeah, my account number is 192849. Alabama Credit Union.
192849. Okay. And do you know the routing?
I'm going to have to go to my car. I'm going to leave my phone in my house for 1 second, and I'm going to run out there because I don't want it to hang up on you.
All right.
And then, like, a while ago, like, when I was, like, unemployed, I had filed, and it kept making me do, like, a appeal thing, and it had me to do the little thing where I got to review and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's going to make me do that this time.
I don't think you will, since you didn't do that appeal, but if it does, you should receive a letter in the mail. I think you could either.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. If you do have to submit an appeal, you could just complete it online. But you don't have to as long as. Yeah.
I don't know if it was an appeal, but it was like the review. Is that appeal?
You said it was a letter?
Well, they told me that was not like I had to go to the career center and everything to complete the review thing. It was like review, read and review, and then I had to check some stuff off, but it would never work.
Oh, no, I'm not sure if that was the appeal or not, no ma'am. But as long as, you know, if you don't receive any letters in the mail or any, you know, emails.
Because I was thinking it was for my job. They probably blocked me or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's my round number. Round number is 2622-77.
And then account is 192849.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And your mailing address?
It's 27. Well, I'm still using my old address because they still ain't really switched it over, so they got it going to both of them.
Okay.
Well, I guess I can use this one. Well, I need my own because it's like they send it to the, like, what is it called, a PO box?
Your PO box?
Yes, until they just send, like, we got to, like, send it to here and send it to there to be transferred from over there, but it takes so long.
Okay. So you like it be sent to your PO box or your home address?
I'm gonna give you my it's 1100 Hargrove Road.
1100. How do you spell that?
Hargrove is H A R G R O D E. Hargrove Road, East, apartment
1029A. All right, so that was 1100 Hargrove Road, and that was East, and this is apartment 11?
No, 1029.
Oh, 1029.
Mm-hmm.
And what city is this in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
All right, and is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, everything's fine.
All right. And has your address changed in the last year?
Well, currently we trying to get it. We're trying to change it. Like, no, not really.
Okay. And what's a good contact phone number?
205-650-0460.
All right, and that is 1100 Hargrove Road East. And that's apartment 1029.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but it looks like it's Nasha, Milford, West Ossipee, or I don't even know how to say this. I don't want to get it wrong. It's Lebanon, I don't know how they got this spelled in here. All right, question two. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2706 Summerwind Drive Southeast, 2733 24th Street. All right, last question. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Home health nurse, pediatrics.
You said what, ma'am?
I said, which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Home health care, pediatrics, therapeutic, radiological, and medical nuclear physics, or none of the above? Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held?
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Your phone was kind of going in and out.
I said, no,
no. No, okay.
Mm-mm.
All right, last two questions. Which of the following street addresses in Tuscaloosa have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1013 12th Street, 1654 Mallet Circle, 2231 Forest Lake Drive, 3639.
2231 Forest Lake.
All right. Last question. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? 40th Avenue, Padre Road West, Hearthstone Lane, P.O. Box 625, or all of the above?
All of the above.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Oh, man.
Did you work in another state with an employer?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day of work?
Friday, last Friday. The Friday, mm-hmm. This Friday, they just came.
The 22nd.
Yep.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself on the business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Oh, no, man, I need to.
Mm-hmm. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, there might be a sign, because that's what I would show. I need one.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
I'm not, going to school to get paid, but, the little thing I mentioned to you about
mm-hmm.
with the high school thing, yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Keep that while I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation? Basically, with the job, with your recent occupation. For all shifts. Basically,
yep.
This question is with your job, since you know your job title. If you do,
yeah, I can.
Okay. All right. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't seen that either.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I mean, it takes long time in Birmingham. I live in Tuscaloosa, I don't swear.
Mm-hmm.
In Vance or somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many miles in Vance, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Right now, at this point, $12,
$13.
Yeah, anything right now. $13.
All right.
Like, anything for real.
Okay.
Right now.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
What does
that
mean,
right? That is if you're a carpenter or a laborer or something like that, they work through a union hiring call.
I don't know.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Or what day do you go back to work?
No.
Ma'am?
No, I don't.
Mm. And what is your job title? And are you seeking work in your current occupation? And what is the name of your separating employer? Basically, what's the company's, what's your job name?
American Thrift Store.
American Thrift Store?
Mm-hmm.
And when you receive your pay stubs, how did the name appear in your pay stubs? In what city was this in?
America Street Store.
It was in Tuscaloosa?
ATS operating. Yep. It's a Irondale. It's a 1900 Chriswood Irondale.
And what's the employer name on there? How to come
in? ATS operating LLC.
ATS operating.
ATS operating. Like they operate at American Thrift Store.
And American Thrift Store was in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And was it on Skyland Boulevard?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Oh, I didn't say anything. I'm still filling in the information. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
And when did you start working here?
December 30th,
2021. All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick for holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right. And you said that you're currently working part-time?
Oh, that look like no time. I'm working 3 hours a day, and I ain't even up 2 days.
And are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yep. You won't give me no more.
You said no.
No, man. I'm not.
And did you request a reduction in your hours?
No.
And were you hired to work part-time only?
Yes, and she was like, you know, she's been hiring a lot of people, so it's nothing she could do.
Okay. All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Sure.
All right, and I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit PIN, so just let me know when you're ready. Thank you.
All right, ma'am, hold on. I'm getting in my car. I'm coming to...
Okay, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Hello. Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Ready for
it's 4692. All right, that was 4692. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able
to.
Hmm?
I was thinking you done. I was going to say, I'm going to need that pen again. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, it was it was 4692.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's 4692.
You
said about 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, ma'am. You must be you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or letter, telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a completed certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, and that's the full word.
Okay. Well, I'll be different. Be calling on the phone.
Okay. And that phone number is 1-800. It's 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so this upcoming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined, so please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-7386. 4524. Ms. Jones, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay. You say I should be seeing the direct deposit in 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if I call every week.
Every week. Mm-hmm. So when you call in this Sunday, you just make sure you call every week, every Sunday.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you because I don't know what happened last time because it didn't work. But,
yes,
I just gave up on it. And when she just sent me the email, I'm like, okay. So you, so I guess you nice about it because my other job, they probably blocked it. That's why they had to do that read and review thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And a big deal. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if you have any questions or any concerns, you could just give us a call back.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have your great day, Ms. Jones.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.